Howdy, folks. You know, they're having a big conference to decide the thing most needed in the modern home. The answer to that one's easy, a family. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. But we try to make news entertaining, along with music and visiting. Now, for example, in New Jersey, there's a store that loans out umbrellas to shoppers that get caught in the rain, with no questions asked. And so far, every umbrella has been returned. Don't that make you feel pretty good? Now, here's a business operating with watered stock and a big overhead, you might say. Well, maybe not. You better not say. Anyway, it pays off because of two things, mutual trust and honesty. Well, I wonder if that's not just a tiny illustration of Brotherhood Week, which, according to the papers, is now going on. You know, when we trust each other, that's brotherhood. And I'm in favor of having it not just for one week, but the whole year round. I think maybe we've grown up enough for it now. Also, I don't have to keep reminding you to try double mint chewing gum. I know most of you already enjoy it, and you know how pleasant and satisfying it is to chew on. And you know that cool, clean double mint flavor is mighty refreshing to your taste, too. So maybe you wonder why I keep reminding you of it from time to time. Well, I'm not reminding you. You see, I'm reminding some of our new listeners. Just like I don't have to tell you that you'll enjoy Paula Richards singing I Thought About You.
I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
You see, wasn't that nice? Well, there I go talking too much. You already know the music was great. There's no use me telling you. One reason I talk so much, I guess, is that I keep hoping I'll say something that'll go down in history. It appears it's the little sayings that folks remember you by. Like that naval hero who said, "Don't give up the ship." And Patrick Henry who said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And nobody will ever forget those immortal words, I'll be a dirty bird. So I just keep on gabbing. A fella never knows when something real history-making will pop out. Like the other day when I said, enjoy double mint every day after every meal. And you know, some of my friends back home in Winston County, they wrote and told me they thought that that idea of chewing double mint after every meal was one of the best I'd ever had. I don't know whether they They liked it so much because chewing Double Mint after every meal is a aid to digestion, or because it helps to clean your teeth, or because it's so satisfying. You never know what's going to impress people. Like the members of the gang here, they've been waiting all week for me to sound off about the comic Valentines I got last Thursday. But I didn't get mad. I'm not even going to mention them. Just a source of good-natured humor. Take the one I got, bow-legged bird brain. That's got comic merit, all right. And the other one, sausage head. Well, I know there's nothing personal in that. I don't suspect any of the nice folks around here. I know the boys in the band didn't send them. They can't write. That eliminates them. And Paula, she's too sweet. That leaves, well, as I said, I don't suspect anybody. But here are four very comical, practical jokers singing Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee.
She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet was not her beauty alone that won me.
Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the
fellas. You keep singing like that, you can send me comic Valentines every week in the year, you know. Well, we'd follow that kind of singing with something profound. So without any further chitter-chatter, let's get to the Buttram bonus. Well, for today's Buttram bonus, I want to discuss how to be a bright conversationalist at a party. You know, someone who sounds well informed. The big secret on this is to read up on some one subject, get to be an authority on that, and then switch the conversation around to your subject. You'll have everybody hanging on the ropes. Now, suppose, for example, you read up on the subject of elephants. Just find out everything there is to know about elephants. Now, if the conversation at a party is as dull as it usually is, well, sooner or later somebody will say something about the weather. And you say, did you know that elephants are extremely sensitive to cold weather? And then you start talking about elephants, see? Now, you've got to make it sparkle, though. You don't say something everybody already knows, like, elephants are crazy about peanuts. No, no. You say, elephants are certainly proof enough that peanuts are fattening. That should convulse everybody. Of course, these folks here today aren't typical. They're a little different. But maybe I took kind of a difficult subject, too. You've got to watch out for that. I had one friend who read up on China. He was real authority. The only trouble was his friends never wanted to discuss China. And the only way he could bring the conversation around to his favorite topic was to accidentally break a dish and say, "Never mind, it's only cheap China. Speaking of China, did you know it's the first country where women wore shoes that were too small for them?" And the only trouble was that kind of an introduction got to be pretty expensive, and they run out of cheap China pretty soon. A topic I use a lot is Lapland. For one thing, not many people know much about Lapland, and so you can talk pretty freely with lots of authority. And another thing, it's easy to switch most any subject to Lapland. Like the other evening, one of the guests at our house said something about motor buses. Well, right off I said, "The most awkward fellow on a crowded bus is usually a Laplander." One real easy way to dominate the conversation, though, is to pass around the double mint gum. And there's plenty of nice, interesting things to say about double mint, too. But even if you don't say them, though, you'll be popular for having passed around such a pleasant treat. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now let's listen to Paula Richards, the Halloran Quartet, singing Temptation.
I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling. Can never be pity me for
you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and all.
Just a slave, only a slave to you.
Temptation.
Well, I'd like to set the clock back a few minutes so we could visit a little more, but they're real fussy around here about keeping the time right. But between now and tomorrow, when we get together again, is the right time to replenish your supply of double mint gum. Meanwhile, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that maybe the reason married men make the best salesmen is because they're used to taking orders. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network. ¶¶